Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's time for my late movie review. There are so many films out in the world that I just haven't watched because I didn't think I would like them.
Which is saying something because you've picked a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I was supposed to do Polar Express. That is definitely under the category of I saw a bit of it and went, I'm not going to like that. Looks weird.
Yeah, it's outlawed. You can't find it on any streaming services. It's at the bottom of the ocean.
I could have sworn I'd seen it on Netflix not that long ago. I Googled it. It's like Disney Plus, Netflix. It's not there.
It's not even worth having at Christmas time. That's amazing.
So formal apology, but let's be real. No one really wanted to relive it. And if you haven't seen it by now, you probably don't want to.
Wouldn't wish it on anyone.
That's why I've taken one for the team today. The new Home Alone film, Home Sweet Home Alone, is out. I've watched it.
It's a Disney Plus exclusive. No one spoke about this. I didn't see any activity, any chatter. It's completely under the radar.
Quite frankly, no one asked for it.
Yeah. But you've done it.
I've done it. Here is how it went. I'm doing this so you don't have to. Let's go. Oh, man. We're like 3 seconds in and they've already said lit. They're trying to make this cool, aren't they? This kid is horrible. I would actually leave him behind. They've done the thing where they joke about the sequel never being as good as the original, but in the sequel movie, this is so cringy. And they're just trying to use, like, all hip and cool 2021 terms. What I will say is I watched the original over the weekend and I had a major issue with the fact that the parenting was so bad. And don't get me wrong, leaving your kid at home alone is bad. But they have cut out some of the loopholes. For example, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but essentially, it's a 2021 problem. No one has landline phones anymore. If your parents leave you and take their mobiles with you, you don't have any way of contacting anyone. I like that we have a connection to the thieves. They're kind of like a second storyline. So we're telling the story of the thieves who, to be fair, aren't really thieves. And also the story of the kid who got left alone and is British. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This is a lot. Oh, and this guy's from the original. He played Buzz. So they're actually treating this as a sequel as if it happened within the same world. That's kind of cool. At least they're kind of acknowledging that, I suppose. Well, that's it. That's the end of the film. I mean, it ended how we kind of all thought it would because we've seen this before. They did tweak it a little bit. Not only was it more kind of modern day relevant, but it was also told in a different way. I didn't completely hate it, but it was very cringy. I'm going to give it like 3 out of 5 jokes.
Whoa, man.
Whoa.
3's a lot.
The thing was I didn't hate it. That was the thing. Like, there have been movies that I've done with this and gone, I know, that was awful. I didn't hate it. It was very strange. Like, you kind of hated the kid, but the thieves you liked because they also had their own issues going on. It's very weird.
Yeah, who do you root for?
Yeah, and they're trying to make it like hip and cool in 2021, which kind of made it lame. Like, I don't know. No one asked for this.
Yeah.
That's how I want to end it.
Not the worst thing. You just didn't need to see it.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen the first one. That's the OG. So that's the last late movie review for the year.
Well, there we go.
You're going to have a think over Christmas break, Bob, and come up with some films that I just got to see.
I'll do that exactly, and hopefully the Safdie brothers can come up with Uncut Gems 2.
Oh, please don't do that to me.